Let's head to the South Island now, where a major ski operator plans to install a barrier and charge people to access the popular road to the remarkable ski area near Queenstown during summer. NZ Ski, which maintains the Remarkables Road, will charge motorists $10 from early next month until the ski season starts. That's prompted fierce criticism from mountaineers, who say it will be an obstacle for locals and visitors who want to soak up the views of the Remarkables. Ananzaki filed this report.
NZ Ski is staunchly defending its decision to slap a $10 toll on the Remarkables Road, despite opposition from mountain users. Chief Executive Paul Anderson says the company has spent about $20 million on the road over the past 30 years. He says the company, which last year announced it would spend $35 million upgrading Coronet Peak and the Remarkables, need to cover the $350,000 a year needed to maintain the road. He says the $10 fee is fair.
Well, at the moment, the costs of maintaining the road are met only by our ski resort guests and concessionaires. Obviously, our ski resort guests pay for the road through their ski tickets in winter. And we thought those who are using the road in summer, they're not contributing to the upkeep of the road.
While it's the first time NZ Ski has put in a toll on a route to its ski fields, it says there was a toll on the Remarkables Road until the mid-1990s when Mount Cook operated it. The New Zealand Alpine Club is totally opposed to any toll on the road, which can have up to 200 users a day during summer, saying it would be a major obstacle for users. Its general manager Karen Leacock believes locals who are already facing high costs of living in Queenstown will suffer.
Especially with families, this is a wonderful area to be able to take children and young people up for quite a wilderness experience. We're aware that families have a lot of barriers and a lot of pressures, and we just feel like this is just one more barrier that's being put in front of them.
Federated Mountain Club's president Jan Finlayson agrees and believes summer user numbers will almost certainly drop.
It also puts, I think, to introduce such a toll would introduce a real chill on the way we see our outdoors in that part of the world. You know, it turns a place of freedom into a place of economic focus.
But Paul Anderson says it shouldn't affect locals because he believes most have ski passes and pass holders will receive 2 free of charge passes during summer.
Yeah, well, it was a tough decision. However, you know, like I say, in the interest of fairness, and we're trying to keep costs as evenly spread across everyone so that one group's not having to cross-subsidise another group.
Jan Finlayson says she has proposed using the International Visitor Levy, but Mr Anderson says the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment has indicated NZ Ski wouldn't receive funding. He says the ministry told the company private roads aren't the type of projects that qualify for visitor levy funding. But Ms Finlayson says NZ Ski must show moral leadership in this situation.
As leaders in the snow sports industry, that does, you know, it rides off the back of our natural beauty, they have a role in moral leadership here, I think, and they need to consider the precedent-setting potential of this move, because they won't be the only concessionaires in a situation such as this.
NZ Ski says the toll will be enforced from the 3rd of February and run until the second week of June when the ski season begins. Paul Anderson says the company has no plans to install a toll on roads to its other ski fields. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, this is Anand Zaki.